Look, it's really simple. If the whole world is under a works-based salvation instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, the whole world, you got to work hard. You got to be good enough. So the whole world's under works-based. So every system they create is under a works-based system. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. Every system a works-based creature designs is after himself or herself. And if they're trying to be good enough and self-glory, the system's going to be fake, but it's going to be an outward facade, an outward show. It's like makeup. The whole system's a makeup, painted face system. Painted face, makeup system. The outside looks good, but inside is dead men's bones. Dead and rotten. Death. They're dead in trespasses and sins. They're rotten to the core, but they paint the outside. They put the nice suits on. They put the nice dress on, but their heart ain't right between God. It's either faith alone or works. There's no in between. And so those who are not faith alone, they're under works. Their whole system that they create is a works-based system. It's all based on lies. Because nobody can be good enough. No system can be good enough. Why is Jesus going to rule with a rod of iron? Because the flesh is nothing but evil, nothing but sin, and it has to be beat out of you. That's why he says, spank a child, deliver his soul from hell. God is trying to deliver you from hell by scourging every son he received. God will scourge you because he's beating you out of hell. He's beating hell out of you, the flesh. Beating the H out of you is what he's doing. That's why you're in the cutting field, beating the H out of you, because he has to cut out the flesh, because the flesh mind is hell on earth. The spirit mind is life and peace. So if you spank your child, you would deliver his soul from hell. Why? Because you're spanking the H out of them, because they're rebellious. And who is the pattern of rebellion? The devil. And so everything is that Genesis 3 repeat. You have to be scourged. Every son is scourged from God. Every born-again son will go through the scourging. So this whole thing is a reflection of the flesh mind till you get saved. Then, even though you're in it, what's amazing about it is it's a pattern based on the flesh mind, everything in front of you. But once you get saved, everything shifts. It's no longer works, it's grace. And then everything starts to flow. Before you get saved, the whole universe is against you. After you get saved, the universe is on your team. And you're in the flow. You see what I'm saying? It's so amazing. You can have two worlds. You can be in two worlds at the same time. You can see the flesh creatures getting back the flesh. And you can see the spirit creatures getting back the spirit. You're living in two worlds at the exact same time. And it all depends on what's inside of you for what you get reflecting back.